We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Yay! And there's our wonderful producer, Rachel, who finally figured out the children. And welcome back, everybody. Hour two. So glad to be with you this Monday evening and all Mondays. Just a reminder, if you're tuning into the show through any of our podcasting systems or through YouTube or any of our recorded archives, just know that if you hear something in the show that you need to have clarification on and Dr. Dean's not here to ask you personally, then you can email us at questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, at drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions at drcarolyndeanlive.com. And the beautiful Melody Rose, who is wonderful in every way, will get your email and she will sort it all out with you, for you, with Dr. Dean and whatever else you need to know. So always avail yourself of that resource. And of course, all of our archives are at drcarolyndeanlive.com. The radio show is a wonderful website and all kinds of archives. And if you're ever feeling down or blue or sad, all you have to do is go on there and pick a random archive and just download it and start to listen. And you'll immediately be inspired by how durable our bodies are and how committed we are and we can be to walking with you in your health journey as we have always been. So, Carolyn, I'm going to tell one of my favorite stories about Carolyn right now. Speaking of walking on a health journey, I remember hearing, and speaking of archives, I heard Carolyn on a radio show, the Alan Steinfeld Show, in 2013. And she was talking about her time working in her practice in Toronto way back in the day when she would run her clinic and then she would schedule, her day off was Wednesdays, and people who did need surgery for whatever reason, she would schedule their surgeries fourth Wednesday. So she herself could go to the hospital and sit in the surgical theater and watch the surgery to make sure it was done properly. And I heard that and I thought, oh my Lord, I mean, what an extraordinary human who wants to actually sit in there and watch somebody's surgery and make sure that it's done well, because she took that level of responsibility for her patients that she would even extend her influence beyond her own ability into the sphere of other people's performance. And I just thought that was extraordinary. You have a beautiful, beautiful woman here with you this evening that you can talk to if you need to. So we're taking calls again, 646-558-8657. And feel free to avail yourself. Of course, she can't give you any medical advice, as we already know, but she's fun to talk to for sure.
And Ginny, let me just say, nobody sits in surgery. And they had to get me a stool so I could stand up and see over the top of the patient.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. Yeah. So I imagine you sitting in like a surgical theater like they used to do on Marcus Welby. So no. You're saying no, you had to stand in there with all the blood gushing everywhere and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. If I didn't have my mindset on natural medicine and nutritional medicine before going into med school, you know, I could have been convinced to be a surgeon because, you know, that's, you know, very dynamic. You have results. And I was, you know, being a girl back then, I knew how to sew. So I was the, you know, the best closer because I could manipulate the stitching. So, yeah, it was interesting times. But, you know, it just reminded me one one time when I was in there, you know, all of a sudden I had like a you know, 30-minute flu attack. You know, I went pale. I got, you know, felt sick. You know, I told whoever was, you know, what needed to know that I had to go out. I went out to the restroom, threw up, had stuff come out the other end, cleaned up, and came back into the surgery. That's what we did.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how we lived. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's how we lived. So, you know, who knows how many people I infected by doing that. But that's... Yeah.
We laugh, but it's silly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. Well, medicine certainly has changed, right? My goodness.
Yeah, it's gotten so kind of technical and tech-based. They depend on machines and so many things. Bob's come up to me. What do you have to say, Bob?
They switched the signs. It's not medicine anymore. It's a military operation. It's not even an operation. It's a military endeavor.
Catastrophe.
And
a military catastrophe.
It's basically assassination.
It's an assassination attempt. Oh yeah, I've given up on medicine. They're beyond the pale. You know, some of the nurses are speaking up, but the doctors are not going to speak up. Depending on how many years they're out of school, they've got huge debts. Mm-hmm. You know, they put their lives off for 6, 8, 10 years. And in all those years, they take out huge loans that then they have to pay back, and on and on and on. I mean, it's a bad situation where doctors are so compromised on all levels that they're not going to speak out and say what's true and real. And for everything you hear positive about a health protocol, you hear, the other half is negative. So it's a 50-50 world where you really don't know what side to be on. So you have to be on your own side. You have to make your own decision now. Everything you look at now, you have to think of it as fake first. And then you go from there. And what does it feel right? Or what, this is where people have to take responsibility. I mean, gone are the times when you can go into a doctor and expect to get the facts about what you should do or be or have. You have to know who you are and what you want.
That's exactly right. And be very, yep, absolutely. And if you value life. I had a situation, you know, many years ago where I was given this book. It was called Kitchen Table Wisdom. It was written by a doctor. She was a oncologist.
Right.
And you know the book I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
What an amazing book, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was incredibly beautiful. And she was an oncologist, and she started to try to discern why some people were able to survive cancer and other people weren't. Mm-hmm. And her understanding became that it was people's relationship to life and how they actually felt about living was at the core of that. And I remember at the time, it was 2006, and I thought to myself, I have a relationship with Jesus. I have a relationship with my friends and family and all these other things. But I did not, in my mind, have a relationship with quote unquote life. I hadn't isolated it like that and said, hello, life. Nice to meet you. And so I began developing the relationship with life and started asking life to teach me what it was and what I should be in relationship to understand that bond that I had with it. Mm-hmm. And of course, very quickly after that is when I came to know Ion, and of course you and natural health and all
and you
things
met me.
Nature
you met
and
me.
Bob, and I met Bob, and it was all part of my understanding of what is life, you know, that life force energy.
Yeah, I didn't mean to laugh, but Bob came and leaned over me eating an ice cream. Is that an ice cream?
Bread.
Oh, it's bread. Oh, it's got so much butter on it. I thought it was ice cream. Okay, yes. Rachel Naomi Remen wrote Kitchen Table Wisdom. Mm. I remember reading it. I'm on Amazon right now. And the words are, I guess she's saying, despite the awesome powers of technology, many of us still do not live very well. We may need to listen to one another's stories again. Dr. Remen, whose unique perspective on healing comes from her background as a physician, professor of medicine, therapist, long-term survivor of chronic illness, invites us to listen from the soul. So yeah, I mean, it's very important. And I've read all those books. I did all those things over the years. But it seriously was not until I found some to make the stabilized ionic minerals that it became all possible. Because you can have all these thoughts about soul and oh, the world is wonderful and put white light around everything. But if you're aching and, you know, have a chronic problem, it's pretty tough to maintain your you know, an emotional positivity. So for me, it's getting the mind, body, and spirit. So our formulas are very important for the physical, and they'll also affect the mind, and then the emotional stuff too. The emotions kick in when you're suffering. And the emotions kick in when you're happy as well. But if you are not suffering, then your emotions are stable. It's just obvious.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Okay. Deborah reminded me, Deborah, our radio show producer, hostess lady, reminded me that we also have a way for you guys to win the formulas. I don't know if you guys know about that, but we do have the Living the Lifestyle contest. Where you can share your pictures or your posts on social media, on Facebook, and then qualify to win the formulas. So I put the tag in there on the YouTube right here. It's rnareset.com/pages/lifestyle-living for those who are listening to the archive, or just email support at customer service and they'll send you the link and the instructions on how you can do that too. So that's very nice because they can win a whole bundle. And so they get the Remag, the vitamin C realign, and the D3. So that's an excellent opportunity to get some free products for tagging us on a post.
Awesome. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. We're doing all we can, people.
We're doing all we can. Okay, let's take some phone calls. I think we can. If you're on the line and you want to talk to Dr. Dean tonight, you've got to hit star nine on the keypad. We'll raise your hand and put you in to the queue to talk to Dr. Dean. And we'll start with area code 917. 917, if you hit star six on your phone, 917, and we'll bring you into the conversation. Hello.
Hey, Jeannie. Hi, Dr. Dean.
Oh, hello, hello. Welcome back.
I'm always on. Dr. Dean.
Yes.
Question, before we start, can you repeat what you said before because of my AD&D, about the 20% and the enzyme and the 80% what you said? It just flew, you know, went over my head. Can you repeat it, please?
Yes, it wasn't quite, I didn't say it properly, David. So when I found out from a Dr. Workinger, Workinger, and his his research on magnesium, he wrote a paper, and he said that 80% of known metabolic functions require magnesium. So then I looked up, I just Googled, and I Googled number of enzymes in the body. And at that time, I came... At that time, it came up something like under 2,000. And so when I multiplied that by 80%, I got the 1,000. And that's where I said, oh, it's 80% of known metabolic functions. But I don't, I mean, that was just my kitchen sink mathematics.
Okay. So I understand it. I understand it now. Dr. Dean, I know this is going to sound a little crazy, but would you recommend people to get exposed to the coronavirus?
Well, yes, I think I would.
Yes.
You know, that's what we did in my practice.
The natural immunity.
The children would have a measles party or a chickenpox party, so that they could get the natural immunity. I mean, we all knew that was the strongest way to support the immune system. But you know, I'm sure if that recommendation went out into the media, I'd be castigated.
They'll kill you.
Yeah.
The FDA will knock on your door, even though you live in Hawaii.
Exactly.
You're not protected, yes.
Yeah.
Dr. Dean, question, you were talking about the corona at the opening. My question is, are we dangerous with all the crazy things of you being cut off material for your formula? They know the effect of your formula. They know. It's not that they don't know. They know.
Right. Well, we are where we used to be able to get an order of whatever, 20,000 units of a product within 6 to 8 weeks. Now it's 16 weeks. So the supply chain is very bad. And, that's why I tripled my inventory. So what we do from here is we know the extended time we'll never be out of our formulas, and we are also protected, David. We are protected.
So should we? So should we? We should triple our inventory too.
Say that again, David.
I said, so should we triple our inventory too?
Triple your inventory. Yes. Yes, you're right. You're right. I mean, we're not trying to scare people and say, oh, you have to get more. But you know, we do say it in other ways, like double what you're taking. So yes, you're perfectly right. We don't. If the truckers go on strike to make a point, we aren't going to be able to be shipping. You know, and that causes a backup. Everything. In our world, if you look around, you know, even when I'm over on the mainland and travel on these highways, you know, with 12 lanes, I'm amazed at the way our world works so seamlessly. That can be undone, you know, by a few, you know, nefarious
acts.
Yeah, any day. I mean, yeah, you live in New York, right, David? Or is it in the Bronx or whatever? You know, I mean, look what we went through at 9/11. You know, it disrupted everything for a year. It was amazing.
Well, okay. Thank you very much, Doctor. That's what I want to know.
Oh, thank you, David. Good. Yeah, good points to bring up. I'm sure people were thinking of that. Thank you. And, you know, David, God bless.
Good night.
God bless. Yeah,
bye-bye.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Very good. Good questions. Very nice.
Yeah. Very oh, nice. Yeah. David's great. I mean, he's just so, well, he thinks on many levels. And he apparently, he told us, you know, last year sometime that he and his wife got COVID and they doubled up things. They found a doctor to give IV vitamin C, you know, and they did very well. And now they have natural immunity.
Yep. And they were in Israel at the time. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think that was true. Yeah. Okay. Where do we go from here?
Okay. Let's see. Who else do we have on the phone here? At 646-558-8657. Again, if you're on the line, you've got to hit *9 to raise your hand. I see callers, but I don't see raised hands. So if you're here on the phone, you want to talk to Dr. Dean, you've got to raise your hand. Otherwise, your phone will remain on mute and we won't be able to access your amazing and compelling questions. So right now we don't have any callers, Carolyn. So let's press on.
Yes, we have a number of heart testimonials. Now, the first one is a bit long, but it's very instructive. This woman, her name, Saron, says, I'm in my 20s. I'm now 60. I suffered an irregular heartbeat. It was just uncomfortable, not life-threatening. And my ankles were swelling by the end of the day. So in my 20s, my doctor put me on metoprolol. So that's been, look how long that drug's been around. They just give everybody metoprolol, which is a beta blocker, which is supposed to slow down your heart rate. And Lasix, which is the strongest diuretic known to humans for the ankle swelling. And she said, I could go on about the side effects, dehydrating me. And of course, it was depleting my magnesium. And she said, just before I learned about Remag and Remite, I was having worsening swelling in my ankles and was going to call my doctor about it. And he would probably just increase my Lasix. So just before that, I was introduced to Remag Remite by my personal trainer. Thank you, personal trainer. I started taking both in 32 ounces of water. And yeah, let me just sidebar here. I think over the years I've said, you know, put your minerals in 16 ounces of water, sip it through the day with your berry powder. But 32 ounces makes more sense because when you put it in 32 ounces and a scoop of vitamin C reset and, you know, up to, you know, 8 teaspoons of your different minerals, you do not taste them. You absolutely do not taste them. I was, for a while, Ginny, I was just doing my 16 ounces with the scoop and my 8 teaspoons of minerals, and I could still taste them a bit. 32 ounces is great. And by using 32 ounces, you know, you're getting, you know, a good chunk of your daily water intake. Okay, so then Saron goes on. After about a week on Remag Remite, I took myself off my morning dose of metoprolol and felt no irregular heartbeat. This was unheard of. So then she goes on, and then her swelling went away and stopped her second dose and had no more irregular heartbeats. So she's been using the Remag and Remite since the end of June 2021. So it's just June, July, August. So just a couple of months and still no symptoms. And she felt she'd been very dehydrated. So again, you know, we tell people while you're waiting for your first formulas to come, start drinking more water and put a little sea salt in it. So she's doing that. She's sleeping better. And then she gives some more description of the side effects with the medications that she was taking, you know, over the 40 years. So she said, bottom line is I started both Remag, Remite, and they have changed my life. I do not want to sound dramatic, but the side effects from medications, which are many, was a combination of being dehydrated because she was using the strong diuretic. It was squeezing out her liquid. You know, they think that's the treatment for blood pressure or whatever. She didn't even have high blood pressure, but the edema, they thought they just squeeze it out, but it meant her cells weren't being saturated with fluids or minerals. She said, yes, a perfect storm for depletion in magnesium. I've been telling everyone I know about my story. Thank you, Dr. Dean, for thinking out of the box. And awesome. So that's beautiful. Ginny, will I? Oh, that was Joan. I'm sorry. That was Joan with all those words. Ginny, anyone to go to or will I continue?
Yep, we've got some callers. So let me go to area code. Oh, 808. Isn't that Hawaii?
It's 808. Hawaii.
All righty. Star 6, your phone, 808, and come on in to the party. Area code 808. Star 6.
Okay. I wonder if it's Lisa. Is it Lisa?
It's me.
Ah, it is. It's Lisa, just down the street. Hi, Lisa. You could have come by and asked me the question. But yes, it's wonderful to have you on the show. Well, just like old times.
It is like old times. I know. Well, you know, I kind of try to stay in the background, you know, because I got you in my hip pocket. But I had to call in today because I was so moved by your opening dialogue, monologue, however you want to call it. It really touched my heart, almost got me teary-eyed because, you know, I keep seeing so many people suffering through this. And, you know, I had my own health challenges where, you know, I was doing everything that the medical community said to do, and I was getting sicker and sicker. And they were saying, oh, let's do this and let's do that and let's get to this mammography. And it was just anytime I said anything like, well, could it be the calcium pills that I'm taking that might be causing these calcifications? They were like, no, in fact, take more of that. And, you know, you start to get this intuition that, you know, it's not right. You know, I got calcium buildup and I'm taking calcium pills and yet, you know, they're telling me to still take it, you know, and it was by not taking it and starting your magnesium that actually dissolved all the calcium deposits. When I went back 6 months for a recheck, everything was gone. There was no calcium deposits left.
So, and this was breast tissue calcification.
It was. And, and I again, you just keep hearing people, you know, going into these hospitals. Someone went in with pneumonia and the first thing they're doing is putting a pneumonia and they check their oximeter, or, you know, their oxygen in their finger and their oxygen's low. And then they're putting a mask on them. You know, because they have COVID, and then they're not covered with, you know, their gowns and their hats and their masks. But the minute someone gets tested and comes back positive for COVID, now all of a sudden they run out and put all the hazmat on. Mm-hmm. And then they tell even the people that you've been with, living with, sleeping with, to do the same thing. So I just keep seeing the humanity of people and the non-compassion. And you spoke to it that, you know, we really need to get back to humanity and compassion and really caring about people. We seem to have gone so far from it.
And, right. You know, yeah, the fear of people as if, a breath can kill us or as if a child can kill their grandmother. These words are being spoken that just are so scary and so divisive. It is inhumane.
Yeah, and it's funny, we're making a big move in our life. So of course I'm probably emotional from that, but I'm as we're going through things in our home, I have 2 years worth of supplies of your supplements in a cabinet out there. Because that's how important your supplements have been to me and how healing they've been for me and how both of us, you know, just feel there's just no way we could live without them. And so I stocked up getting ready for, you know, who knows if Armageddon's coming. And then now that we have the opportunity to share it with other people out there and say to them, hey, you know, we got these supplements here, take them, you know, buy them. And trust me, if you take these supplements, you're going to be okay. Like, I certainly feel like that one caller called in and said, should we expose ourselves? And I would love to expose myself to it, you know? Mm-hmm. And, but when you're on your products, I'm not washing my hands. I have to tell you, I'm not using the gels and I'm not using the, I'm handling money and I'm dealing with food and I'm dealing with people all day long. And I don't have any fear. Even if I were to touch my eyes or touch my face, I still am not afraid of any of this stuff. And so many of us are living like that daily and not getting sick. Mm-hmm. And even if we do get sick, it's a cold or a sore throat, it's something minor. So, and it seems like the people who are living more in fear are the ones coming down with more severe stuff.
Right, but, right. The fear, you know, makes them vulnerable. Yeah, Lisa and Christy and I work at the farmer's market twice a week. And it seems to be mostly young people coming up with their masks on. You know, I just don't get it. Have they been made to be feel guilty that the youth are spreading the Delta virus now? I don't know. It just boggles me. We used to tell people, oh, you don't have to wear your mask. And some people got kind of annoyed because we're outdoors. Yeah. And like Ginny says, you know, the UV radiation, especially in Maui, the sun is just zapping anything around us. People don't get sick in Maui. And Bob's hovering over me. Did you want to say hi to Lisa?
No, I just want to tell her something.
Tell her something.
First of all, the millennials and younger are bubble kids. They've lived in antiseptic nonsense environments in the West for all their youth, so they're oversensitive to everything. Mm-hmm. But you say we need to get back to compassion. That as long as we have this technological speed up, which Marshall McLuhan writes about, we're not going to get it. You got to figure if that's to give you the why people are not able to be on a human scale anymore. Okay? It's because of the technological environment. So point that out to people so they're aware of the cause. Then they can figure out how to relax and have compassion. But the technology is going to undermine us constantly.
Yeah, we can tell people, look, you're more in love with your cell phone than you are me. Stay away from that cell phone.
That's actually excellent.
Yeah.
Yes, that's excellent. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
If I could just end with one last comment. You know, here I've came across your products like probably 10 years ago when they first launched, and immediately got on them and immediately felt the difference. And so for 10 years now, or 11 years, I've been, you know, constantly taking this and reaping the benefits. And then you come across people who come up to you because you're not vaccinated, one being my brother, and not wanting to come near me and putting his mask on to give me a hug goodbye and putting out his elbow when I first got to see him. And so it's amazing that I am looked at as dirty, you know, even though I'm the one doing everything I can to take care of my health. Mm. And they're the ones who put a shot in their arm to do everything and not worrying about anything else.
Right.
So it's it's an interesting one.
The upside down world. Really, everything we know to be, we thought we knew to be true is the opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, that's great, Lisa, yeah, for you to bring that up, because everybody's feeling what you're saying. And just to know that things are, we're in an upside down world. So try to be detached from it. Know that you have to question everything now, but that you can take care of your health. And that is, you know, 100% the most important thing is to stay healthy.
Stay healthy, but again, without your products, I don't know that I would feel this confident.
Yeah. And, right.
And that's the beauty of it. And that's why I haven't lived in any fear since being on them, and of course listening to your calls and now listening to Bob's show. So we you know, it just reiterates, you know, that we are our own gods and we can take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. So that's grateful to have both of you and Ginny mm-hmm. in my life, and to be able to call in now and be part of this is great. So I just wanted to say hi. And
yeah. Thank you, sweetie. I'll give you two hugs the next time I see you.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye, Ginny. Hugs to you too.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye. I can't wait to see you again. Well, one thing Lisa's brother should have been doing instead of giving her the elbow is he should have been standing there trying to shut his mouth, because looks like she's about 13. I mean, I don't know her true age, but she is very youthful as mm-hmm. a result of using these formulas. And I think that's one thing that happens for people, is they're very shocked when they find out how old some of us are. Not me necessarily. Greg is another one. Well, I'm just saying, you know, it doesn't matter, but Greg is another one that people always mistake him and his age because he's so youthful. Mm-hmm. I'm youthful, but silly. But I think that it really is amazing to see if you keep that supply of nutrients in your body at all time, it really does hold the longevity and the youthfulness of your body in an amazing way.
Right. Yes. And when I said stay healthy, it's true. I should give the rest of the sentence by using our products, because seriously, we all have heard and most of us who take them know that we've tried dozens and dozens of products in the past and nothing works like these do. You don't feel other products the way you feel these. So, you know, they're working for you. And so, you know, you can, you know, rest assured that you are being taken care of.
I didn't get a chance to tell you that I met for the first time one of our customers who is the person that has Lou Gehrig's. He was at the wedding.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Yes.
And he slowed his Lou Gehrig's progression by using Remag and Realign. Mm-hmm. And he told me that when he started doing that, it opened up a whole nother world to him. He'd never paid any attention to his diet. He didn't know anything about his body. He didn't understand anything about anything. And he's actually quite avid now. And, you know, his wife is the CEO of a hospital. And so she's having to evaluate the medical model that they're under and prescribing things when she's watching this market difference using supplementation. And now he's on the vitamin D in their life. I mean, he's not using their drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He's not. Mm. So, you know, you have the, pronounced, you have it, all views, I guess, you know, and we've got the long-term view, because a lot of us have been doing this for a long time. We've got the short-term view. We've got the radical view of what happens, say, with a person like a diagnosis of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and then they start taking Remag and Realign, and they retarded the progression of that disease bought them a window of timing so that they could really get their footing and try to figure out what in the heck was happening to their body, and then start to make even more dramatic changes. So that bought them some time. So what could we say about the formulas? It seems like they add time back in our eternalness.
Yeah. Yeah. They slow things down. And that, I mean, that's very true when you even just add the Remag, it makes you're sleeping better, you have more energy, your muscles aren't hurting, and it allows you to do more, and you're out in the world, you're able to exercise, you're, you know, maybe working more, working harder, you're making more money. I mean, it just just from REMAG, Your World Changes. And remember years ago, we did a survey and we asked people, are you saving money with your products? You know, are you taking less other supplements? And people would say, yeah, I'm taking less supplements. I'm not smoking anymore. I'm not drinking as much alcohol at all. I don't feel the need to go out and party and do restaurants. And I don't have to go to my chiropractor every week. And I on and on and on. And people were adding up the cost benefit ratio of what they were doing. And it was pretty eye opening.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Life is good. Okay. Let me look on the chat line here. If you are on the phone, we've got about another few minutes here in the, before the top of the hour. So you've got to hit *9 on your keypad to let us know you've got a question or comment, and then we'll put you on with Dr. Dean. So I do have a raised hand that just came in, Carolyn, and then let me also check on our chat line. Somebody's asking about, is magnesium good for blockage lymphatic system?
If the blockage is caused by some sort of calcification, then the magnesium does solubilize calcium. But blocked lymphatics, I mean, that's a huge ball of wax there. Don't know if you're talking about cellulitis or edema, but that would be, you know, dehydration could be a problem, lack of exercise, because your lymphatic system works when your muscles are moving. It's not a pumps. It's not a pump like your heart, but it relies on the movement of the muscles. So it's too general a question, but I mean, seriously, magnesium helps everything, but dehydration is important for cause of lymphatic problems.
And then magnesium citrate or magnesium chloride, and of course REMAG is based in magnesium chloride, so we have to go with chloride.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-oh, I just broke my favorite reader glasses.
Okay, hey. No more reading for Carolyn.
Take all that. Right, let's throw them on the floor and I grab my next pair.
Very good. All right, a couple phone calls stacking up here. Let's go to area code 731. 731, if you could hit *6 on your keypad and unmute your phone. Very good. Welcome to the call. To whom are we speaking?
It's Priscilla.
Oh, Priscilla, how are you?
It's better from the last time I talked to you.
Oh, thank goodness you didn't add on another condition. Oh my gosh.
No, so, it's we ended up doing some more testing to get rid of the COVID out of the thyroid.
Uh-huh.
And it have leveled out. I mean, not completely, but the doctor has hopes that we can eventually get off the thyroid meds.
Oh, good. Oh, that's wonderful. Wow.
I'm very thankful.
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
I told him what I'm taking, and he said it's an excellent program.
Oh.
So anyway, I was wondering how your REMAG lotion is coming along.
Oh, gosh, Ginny, do we have any of the strong stuff? Are you out of it, Priscilla?
Am I what?
I'm out
of it, yes. Yes.
Ginny, do we have any of the strong stuff left for Priscilla?
I have. It's so hilarious. I was just going through something in my own home and I found like 3 bottles today, Priscilla. And I had scullied away for some reason, apparently for you. So I can take them to the warehouse. Just email customer service for me.
I don't have email.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
No.
Well, phone in and leave a message with your address and say you're impatiently waiting for the REMAG lotion that Ginny is supposed to send you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, call in. And I will get taken care of tomorrow. No problem.
All right. Thank you.
We will do it. You're welcome, love. You are so welcome.
Anything else?
No, I was just like, I wonder when that's coming in. I wonder when it's coming.
Oh, look, you have no idea of how many. Anyway, we won't talk about it because Deborah, the owner of the station, said I'm not allowed to swear anymore. So we'll just.
I don't want you to swear.
No. Okay, sweetheart, you will get your rebag lotion and you will survive.
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Love. You're welcome. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go to area code 434. 434, if you could hit *6 on your phone. 434. All right, we've got 7 minutes. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Hi, this is Sherry. I was just wondering if there's something I can dilute my RNA drops. My refrigerator is older, and the control doesn't work very well anymore. It doesn't seem to be too cold for most other things, but my RNA drops are just not. They're so thick that I can hardly shake them, and I can't really use the dropper with them.
Well. I mean, water will do. If you don't want to use tap water, you can boil water or use spring water or filtered water. Water's fine.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I do have a Brookie water filter and that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got a bug bite on my nose and it was kind of a red welt. And I just intuitively came in and went into the refrigerator and got some RNA drops. I took the stopper out and just rubbed my finger across the glass and put it on there, and it was gone in no time.
Wow. Yeah, that stuff is pretty amazing. Well, that's good. That's a good testimonial. So, yes, just dilute it up with water and it'll last forever.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, Sherry, thanks for your question. Bye-bye.
I want to say, Carolyn, I'm getting excited about your men's health book.
Yeah, they finally talked me into writing about men's health because I only write about things I know about. And I've never been a man. I never want to be. I was a tomboy. I mean, that's as close as I got. I suppose back then I would have identified and been transed out of myself if I'd kept doing my tomboy things. But boy, that got me far. I learned so much as a tomboy. But anyway, the men's health book coming along just great. What we're doing is getting stories and information from our male customers about what they want to hear about and taking their stories and putting together a very nice book. So it'll be great because there aren't that many health books for men. And then we'll do a men's webinar and it'll all be wonderful.
Yeah. It's going to be very fun. Yep. I think it's really exciting. Okay. Just a few minutes to wrap up the show. What else do we need to discuss this evening?
Got lots of testimonials still that Jennifer sent me. Thank you, Jennifer.
Okay.
And someone is saying, I've been using Remag for quite a while now. I wouldn't have it any other way. I have had heart issues like irregular beats and a rapid heart rate for years with multiple misdiagnoses. So glad I found Dr. Dean and have my life back without medication. Awesome. Another one, I had AFib for 40 years. I went on medication in 1986. It worked okay for 30 years. Then it restarted getting more regular as I got older. 8 years ago, I had a catheter ablation, which failed. I ended up 5 days in intensive care. 4 or 5 years ago, I started on Remag, 3 teaspoons a day. In less than a month, I had stopped the AFib altogether. Never had it since. It used to start anytime, night or day. Sometimes it lasted for a day or more. But sadly, I now have started with atrial flutter. Still taking Remag, so it hasn't stopped that. In a month or so, they're going to do a cardio version and put me on a pacemaker. Hope it works. I'm now 76 years old. So that's James. Well, if they're talking about a pacemaker, I never say no to a pacemaker, because you know that they're talking about that area of the heart that that paces the heart is just not working, and you know maybe the magnesium was helping, but there's also potassium that a person could be taking. But once a doctor suggests a pacemaker, I just step back and say, well, you know, keep taking your minerals, you know, take your potassium as well. Look at the heart health book to find the triggers for AFib and make sure you've cleaned all those up. So that's what I would say to James. Mm-hmm. And the next one, it's another heart irregularity. Like I said, you know, Courtney said most of the comments were about heart irregularities, and that's the electrical conductivity of the heart, which is based on electrolyte balance. So Richard is saying, I developed heart irregularities in my late 20s, steadily worsened, tachycardia, AFib, and palpitations, unpredictable, can last from minutes to days. Cardiologist suggested beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, finally cardio ablation. My own research eventually led me to the benefits of magnesium. What if my problems were due to a mineral imbalance? Could it be that simple? See, people ask that. If they don't ask it outright, they ask it in their head. It can't be that simple. More research led me to RNA reset. I've been taking both the Remag and Remite supplements for 8 weeks. After 3 weeks, I experienced a significant reduction in all symptoms. Currently have days with no symptoms. All this without medication or surgery. I'm giving my body what it needs to run things properly. It sounds too good to be true, I know. But this has been my experience. I have my life back and I'm trusting my body again. Isn't that wonderful? Wonderful words.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And we, you know, we'd like Richard to read the heart health book and see, you know, is there something that he's been doing that is causing the symptoms? I mean, it could be sugar, too much sugar, alcohol, it could be gluten, it could be dairy. You know, when you get cleaned up a bit with the Remag, you know, sometimes it overcomes a food allergy or, you know, some sort of toxin or poison, but then it can come back. I mean, we're telling people to read the heart health book and take potassium when these things kick up. Eric says, I'm a loyal customer whose health has been dramatically improved by Dr. Dean's total body reset and magnesium protocol. My AFib, which has plagued me since 2006, that's over 13 years, seems to be on its way out. As of today, I just finished one full month without AFib episodes. This is the longest period free of them in over a year. I thank you for a great experience, which has changed my life. As I continue to speed toward my second month of being free of AFib, all because I found Dr. Dean's book on AFib on the internet. And this is actually, he signed as a doctor. So that's cool because he'll tell his patients. And I have a couple more minutes here. Almost through my first bottle of Remag and already seeing big changes. I have stage 3 kidney disease and AFib. See, when you have kidney disease, the doctors will say, don't take magnesium. It's going to be bad for you. They think the kidney isn't working and won't allow you to excrete excess magnesium, and it'll build up in your blood and affect your heart. But with Remag, it just goes into the cells and helps the muscles of your whole body. So James is saying, my heart is already smoothed out and it's not going crazy. And my kidney test results amazed my doctor to the point that she wanted the name of what I am using. That's a first, the doctor actually being interested. So she can give it to another patient that needs help. Awesome. My kidney function shows a 7-point improvement and there's no longer any blood in the urine. She's really over the moon and so am I. Oh, that's awesome. And of course, we would be telling James to also take the Remite and realign, you know, really pump up the nutrients. Next one, Remag and Remite Together are a great bundle. They're both products that I regularly use. And I feel this bundle is a good deal. Yes, it's on sale. There's a very good discount on a number of bundles on the webs on our RNA Reset website. I find that both Remag and Remite Together help keep my heart rhythm normal. When I use them both every day, I feel more hydrated and my heart stays calm. Okay, Ginny, I will stop there.
That is so wonderful. Everybody, don't forget the contest at Dream Visions 7 to get your free Remag Remite. For sure, do our challenge, social media challenge, to get registered for some free products. Call customer service if you have any problems or concerns. We will all band together and we will handle this earth. Right, Carolyn?
Oh, yeah. Bam. Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate people listening to my beginning, diatribe, and I thank Lisa for thanking me for it. You know, I just felt I had to say something. So I appreciate having an audience that I can speak to and hopefully influence in a very positive way. So yes. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We love you. Thank you so much, Carolyn. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, all listeners and all of our podcast family. We love, love, love you. And we'll be back next week.
Aloha, everybody. Mahalo.
Listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.